Hello guys and girls, welcome to this episode of A Year and Two of the Vittinghus. As always, I'm your host, Hans Christian Vittinghus. Today's episode will be me elaborating a bit on the matches I've played at the Indonesia Masters. I'm sure all of you listeners are also following me on social media. If you're not, then you should. And if you do, you'll know how I got on in these matches. I played qualifying yesterday and main draw today. Anyway, let's get to it and let me give you some insights into to those matches. Yesterday, in the first match of the qualifying, I played Thomas Roussel from France, a guy I know pretty well from watching him a lot on the European Tour. He's been on tour for many years now. He has never really made a breakthrough at the level we're playing at here. He can trouble a lot of good players on his good days, but he's never really had the consistency to do it several days in a row. But yeah, I had respect for his game because I know he can beat and trouble some good players on the right day. But I also felt really confident that if I could carry on with some of the good things from last week in Malaysia, it would be really difficult for him to solve my game and also the conditions at Istora Senayan, which can be a quite tricky stadium with all the draft. I chose to start on the worst side of the court, where you play with a lot of wind, making it quite difficult to control your lifts and your clear everything to the back of the court. But I knew in the first game we would both have to adapt to the conditions, and that makes it a little bit easier to win on the difficult side when the other guy is also trying to figure out the conditions. So as soon as I got that first game where I was really dominating the front of the court, I felt really, really confident that this was going to be a win for me. And in the second game I was controlling the match completely, and I'm just really happy with the performance in that match. Actually, the only bad thing about the match was the fact that at 18-16 in the first game I felt a very sharp pain in the lower part of my back. It was still okay for the rest of the match, but as soon as I got off court and my body started cooling down a little bit, it felt really, really bad, and my back got so stiff quickly. I only had 2.5 hours of rest before I had to play the qualifying finals against Tanong Sak Saensom Boonsuk. I hope I pronounced that correctly. A Thai guy, I'm sure you all know him, former winner of Denmark Open. So obviously I needed to perform at a high level to beat a guy like him, and not being able to twist and turn my back in any way is obviously not great going into a match like that. He had beaten Lakshya Sen from India really, really easily in the first match. But yeah, anyway, I thought with a good game plan, and maybe if when I got really warm again on court, then maybe my back would feel better, so I still had a chance. But my back just didn't feel any better in that match at any point. I could not twist or turn the back at all. I was so stiff. But for some reason, he never really understood that. He kept on just playing a lot of tight net and just keeping it downwards from the back of his court. So he didn't really put me to the baseline a lot. So that made it a lot easier for me to get through the match without thinking too much about the back pain. But yeah, even so, it was still so bad that my coach asked me between the second and the third game if I wanted to carry on or if we should just call it a day and quit. But I kept on feeling like I had chances to win the rallies, because he was playing on like a small court. He wasn't making the court big for me, so I thought, yeah, why not just try to keep on going, fight, and see if I could make it close in the end. And that was exactly what happened. There was no great tactics behind it. It was mainly just fighting with everything, trying to take the chances that arose. And I got that and had a little bit of luck in the end, and finished off the final game 23-21. It was a good win for me. I was so happy to make the main draw, but to be honest, I was more worried about how my back was going to be feeling today for the main draw. When I went to the buffet at the hotel for dinner in the evening, I was walking like a 95-year-old. It looked ridiculous, and I can tell you that all the Danish guys and girls even made a lot of fun of me for the way I was walking. I looked like a really, really old man who was for sure not going to play any badminton today. But with some good treatment from the physio we have here, with some acupuncture, with a good massage, I even had a really hot bath in the bathtub to try and make the muscles loosen up and relax a bit. I also took a few painkillers, which is something I usually try to avoid in any way I can. I really don't like painkillers. I really don't like playing on them. I feel slow and tired when I take them, but I thought this time it would be better to just take a few, because my whole body and especially my back was so tight that I needed it to relax in some way. And yeah, so when I woke up this morning, I felt better, no doubt about it, but it still didn't feel great. I had my doubts if I would have any chance to beat this Chinese guy that I had to play today, Cao Yunping. But when I got on court and we had played like half a game, I actually felt pretty good. Didn't really feel much pain in the back, so I stopped focusing on it and I could just focus on my game. And to be honest, my game was really good for the first 1.5 games, until I was up like I think 11-8 in the second game. I played exactly the way I had discussed with my coach about playing. Took control of the front of the court again. I was really aggressive on the front, but kept mixing it up between playing the tight net and making quick flicks, lifts to the back of his court. So like every time he was trying to close down the net, I just hit it to the back, and every time he was waiting a little bit backwards for attacking opportunities, I was really good at reading it and yeah, then playing the tight net. So I was a guy in full control in that 1.5 games. But then after the interval at 11-8, I just completely lost my way. I misjudged a few shots from him down in the corner of the court where the wind is blowing in from the side, so the shuttle stops a little bit. I misjudged a few of those, and he played a few good rallies, and I after that never really regained any control of the second game. But I honestly have a feeling I should have closed down this match in two games. Actually, can sound ridiculous as I lost 21-12 in the second game, but yeah, I really, really feel like I had a very good chance of closing him down in two, because he was definitely feeling a lot of stress and he was not very confident in that second game. But yeah, I feel like I handed him an easy way back into the match, and he took that really well, that chance. Third game was always going to be tight. I knew that if I could fight and put in a lot of energy again in the start of the game, I would still have a good chance. But obviously he was more confident after the second game. He had more confidence in how to play all four corners of the court. He didn't stress up in the same way when we played the front of the court. So we knew it was going to be tight in that final game. He started off getting a lead of 2-3 points. I got that gap closed around 13 all, I think, and from that point on and until I was up 17-14, I actually played really, really well. I'm really happy with how I did in this little period of the match. I was so aggressive on the front of the court. Every time I had him pinned at the back, I just moved forward and put a lot of pressure on him, because I knew he was not going to hit the clears today. He didn't want to give away the attack opportunities. Then at 17-14, I played again a really, really good point, but he survived it. He really fought for that point. I had a few good chances, but he kept getting them back and ended up winning the point. And then the next 5 or 6 points, I didn't really solve in the way I wanted to. I stopped moving forward with the same pace. I was a bit hesitant, which just made it easier for him to play his game. He could take the initiative on the front. He could try and get me forward a little bit, and then when I move forward, he could just hit the lifts and put pressure on me. that resulted in me stressing up a little bit and making a few more mistakes, and it all happened because I just stopped moving forward. I was standing a bit still and being hesitant instead of trying to read the game and dictate the pace of the game. So yeah, I'm really, really disappointed that I lost this match. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but there's of course a lot of positives to take from these past 2 weeks, but right now it's the pain of missing this chance. I really had a good chance today to get a win, to get some ranking points, to try and make a deep run in Indonesia Masters, but I just blew it in the end, and I can only blame myself. So for a day or two I'll be pissed about that, and then on Friday I'll fly back home to Denmark, get back to work, and start looking ahead to the European tournaments, German Open, Barcelona Masters, All England, Swiss Open, all those events. I still have strong belief that 2020 is going to be a better year. There's so many positive things in my game, but I still need to be more cool and level-headed at the end of my matches, so I make the right choices when it's crunch time. So yeah, I need to go back home, keep working on the things I'm working on, and maybe even work a bit more on the mental side of the game. I felt that's where I've lost two matches I lost in these 2 weeks. But I also want to be confident that I also won two matches in the qualifying rounds that were pretty close, against Lakshya Sen last week and against Tanong Sak yesterday, where I took a lot of good decisions in the decisive moments of the matches. So it's not like I can't do it, I just need to do it even more consistently. Right, anyway guys, that will be the insights into my matches here in Indonesia Masters. Tomorrow I'll take the day off, it's my birthday, so if you want to you can congratulate me in the comments or on social media. If you want to give me a little gift, it could be a rating and review on iTunes of this podcast. That would mean a lot to me and I really appreciate it. And yeah, then it's just left for me, all that's left for me to say is thanks for listening, guys. I hope you are still enjoying this podcast, and I hope that I'll be back maybe on Friday, actually, on the day where I'm going back, so you can hear a bit about what's been going on for tomorrow and the day I'm leaving. So that'll just be a short update, I hope. Right, thanks for listening, guys. I'm off, and I'll be back soon. Bye.